Hello, and thank you for listening to this Gus Clemons on Wine podcast. I'm Gus Clemons. I write a nationally syndicated wine column for Gannett USA Today newspapers. I publish my columns, daily wine tasting notes, and wine stories on this Substack newsletter on Facebook, on my website, and on Twitter. Links to all can be found at the end of my Substack posts. Now let's get started. Wine Descriptors, Part 5. Continuing our adventure in the world of wine descriptors. Tannin. Tannins come from grape skins, seeds, and oak barrels. Tannin creates puckery, black tea-like sensations in your mouth that some people hate and others love. Tannic wines do well with fat-rich red meat because tannins cut through the fat coating your tongue, enhancing the beef experience. Tannins also are key components of wine built for aging, as they preserve the wine. Many tannic wines, Italian Nebbiolo, for instance, are held in bottle for years before release to allow the tannins to mellow. All tannins are not the same. Tannins are mostly characteristic of red wines rather than whites because most tannins come from the skins, stems, and seeds. White wines spend very little time on the skins, stems, and seeds, while red wines can spend many weeks in contact. When tannins are harsh or aggressively drying, they are bad. When they are chewy or rustic, they can be good depending on your palate. When they are silky, integrated, smooth, round, lush, velvety, or supple, they are good, even if the wine writer cannot really tell you the difference between round and lush or smooth and silky. Dusty tannins are a special Janus-faced category. Generally, dusty tannins refer to tannic density. Dusty tannins may provide a pleasing, refined background to fruit, or they can be a drying, powdery note that steals flavor at the finish. Like many wine descriptors, dusty can just be a wine writer throwing adjectives against the wall. Structure. The balance of tannin, acidity, and alcohol, plus fruit and sugar level, constitute a wine's structure. The combination of those elements determine the overall feel in the mouth and perception of the wine. Wines that lack structure are thin, flabby, disjointed, too tannic, or too acidic. It is possible for a wine to have too much structure, usually because it is too tannic and out of balance with acidity and alcohol. Good structure, on the other hand, is a characteristic of high-quality wines. Balanced structure allows wine to evolve over time in the bottle and develop more depth and complexity. Tasting notes. Links to my longer notes are in the copy, and, as always, be kind to me about pronunciation of some of these labels. Corvo Irmana Frappato Red Wine 2019. Bright, light, fresh, fruity, delicate. Fun, easy drinker will please those put off by heavier, more tannic, serious red wines, $15 to $17. Hope Family Wines, Triana Sauvignon Blanc, California, 2022. Smooth, very approachable, retains food-friendly acidity, $18 to $20. Project M, Anika Oregon Chardonnay, Eola Amity Hills AVA, 2022. Nicely structured. Elegant with savory core from prime region for quality Chardonnay, $40. Last round. Why are frogs so happy? They eat whatever bugs them. Wine time. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our next visit.